The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
We're not very good at lighting. We've been doing the show for... When did we start doing the show? Like 6 years ago?
Maybe 10.
We started working together on Jocks, and then you and I decided to go off and do the Curry and Claypo thing.
Well, that was radio.
It sounded really good. By the way, I'm meeting with Kip Kiefer today. We're going to do the Kiefer and Curry show. It's the first time ever I've taken backseat to somebody, only because I think he's going to... stay on and do some stuff with us. So I thought I'd give him the Kiefer Curry show.
Instead
of Curry and Kiefer. Oh, no. It's going to be another K&K. Can't get enough Ks, dude.
What is it going to be?
We're going to talk sports.
Oh, nice.
Kiefer and Curry, you know, his Want to Bet show runs here on Tony Curry Radio.
Right.
And it ends Super Bowl. So I was like, we got to continue your show.
So you're going to do sports.
Our podcast thing. Look, I can make birds.
Oh, yeah, right there.
We can make birds behind us. Go! That looks like I got even a bigger nose than I normally do. Look at that. That or I'm hung like a horse. I'm really tired. I hate people. You know how I feel.
I hate
people that tell me they're tired because I'm like, go to sleep. Go get some sleep. Stop staying up so late. Go take a nap. So I hate.
Stop staying up so late?
I was up to 1 o'clock last night.
Okay.
I know. So I'm not asking for any compassion or sympathy. My ass is tired because I got home like at 3 o'clock last night.
And then you got up at 6.
Yeah. It's messed up too because I got home. We went to Memphis last night to the FedEx Forum.
Right, which was great.
And they won their 11th game in a row.
Yes.
My son's a huge Cavs fan, so we were rooting for the Cavs.
Yeah, but the Grizzlies look great.
And Morant, man. It's amazing because my son was trying to take videos of the basketball game, and I'm like, you're not going to catch any good. If you take a video every time the Grizzlies have the basketball, you're going to see something incredible.
Yeah.
Morant is so...
Yeah.
To see it in person, Josh...
I can't even imagine because he is.
He's a human highlight reel, and I mean, every stinking time he has the basketball, he does something you're like... I've never seen it like it. There's no basketball players I've ever seen this ever.
No, because it's different, you know, even if you throw in, I don't know, it's nothing like Jordan. It's nothing like Kobe. I was trying to think, is there anybody who's got just, he's everywhere.
Yeah. The little thing he does with the scoop.
Oh, yeah.
And all you got to do is throw the ball out a couple times.
Yes.
To the three-point line, and then they don't know. And he's doing this little scoop thing, and it looks like he's a slicing through people. It's like they're ghosts. I mean, it's the most amazing thing if you're in the NBA. But to see it in person, I was talking to my kid last night. I'm glad we're talking about this. I was asking him because I know a lot of people don't like pros because it's a lot of fouling. It's a
basketball.
Totally different game than college basketball.
Yes.
I'm saying this not certainly in a critical, but it's like women's basketball is really basic to me, and some people like that because there's not a lot of hand checks and it's not as physical as the men's game. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the men's game, and then you get the NBA, and it's almost like it's like the first time you see a tennis match live. You ever watch tennis live, and you're like, holy shit, how the hell?
Yes.
I mean, I'm out there wailing on a ball, and it's shooting.
At 100 miles an hour.
And it's
right.
Going 25 yards over the top of the fence. These guys are whacking it, and it's just...
Yep.
It's to watch tennis for the first time, I can't believe I'm saying this, but watch tennis live, you really... That's a great question. Like, what sport do you watch on television that when you see it live, you really appreciate it?
So
tennis would have to be, like, number one for me. Golf,
I
see balls, no big deal.
And baseball doesn't look... So there's a couple things. In tennis, the speed of the ball.
Uh-huh.
But I think in basketball and football...
Yeah.
So in there's two pieces there. One, you don't have an appreciation for scale, so the size of the players.
Yeah.
Right, you just, you know, anyone who goes to a basketball game, when you get there, you're like, holy crap.
Yeah, we saw Lopez last night. I sent you a picture of him.
Yeah.
I went down and got his autograph, and...
You're right.
He's an absolute freak, and he never played. He didn't play 1 minute last night.
Right.
I'm going,
So I think that, and then I think, again, in football, hearing hits for the first time, if you've never heard a hit, I think that...
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing with basketball, and even at the college level, the size of the players relative to the court and what they're actually doing is absolutely insane. Then you take it up to the pro level, and you know that when they create space for themselves, these guys are creating space. They're creating. It's a millisecond. And Steph Curry is a good example, right? Millisecond of space to get a shot off.
And the best way I can say it is it's almost art.
Yeah.
It's almost art.
Yeah, yeah.
To watch it, because I'm sitting there watching. And of course, you know, you're not going to an NBA game and being one of those, they foul every play. Then you don't want to go. Because there were a lot of campy, faux types of, and of course, they're showing the play.
Right.
And whenever it happened to the Grizzlies, they were showing those and people were booing. And there were slaps in the face they weren't calling.
Right.
So like football, there's probably a penalty every play. You just want to even it out, you know.
You know what I think is so funny about football? And I'm not a football guy.
Yeah.
But I've always thought about this football. Football, you can kill somebody, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can't hold them.
No.
Which I've always thought that,
no,
right? Offense,
right? Yeah.
Right. If you pull their jersey, that's a flag.
No doubt.
But you can take them down. Like,
that's a great point. Yeah, you can kill them. You can just ride somebody. Almost kill them. Like tomorrow. Cannot hold them.
No, you cannot hold them.
Let me tell you something, and I text you this too.
You did. What did you text me?
You liked it. Last night.
Oh, yeah.
Football women and basketball women.
Oh, it's a whole different game.
Dude.
It's a different.
And I texted you. I said, don't tell me that rich guys don't get all the women. Not all the women, but I saw so many wealthy, they had to be wealthy, because there was a guy sitting next to me. It was a super nice guy. And he was about 5'5", skinny as a rail. Looked like his eyes were like as big as owls. But he was a super nice guy. And he noticed that Santo was wearing a Cavs uniform thing. And had this, I mean, I don't know how much money she spent on her body. Smoking hot. And I'm like, and guys don't go to basketball games with their sisters. So I know it wasn't his sister. And all I could think about, and this is me, all I was thinking about was how much money was not only being spent on like courtside seats, but how much money was being spent on women just to show up with these guys. I think I need to watch Basketball Wives, because
You do.
There were so many. There was this old guy sitting on the court, and he was with this blonde girl, and she did not look like she could have been over 18. I mean, around the court. And courtside seats are probably $100,000 for season tickets for
a business game. Yeah.
And they were sitting right on the court, and he was bald, and you know, had the bald because he had to be. You don't have to be. You got hair all the way across the top. You can grow your hair out.
Well, I could do a comb over.
It's possible. You should give it a shot. And so she was really pretty. She had this off the shoulder thing, and blonde, blue, and she's on her phone the entire game.
Right.
She's not even watching the game. She's like from here to you know,
the court,
Morant.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he could have tapped her on the knee and she would have never known. She's sitting there on the phone, and he's sitting there, and he's got his arms crossed, his big belly's hanging out, and he's talking. He's over there, and I'm thinking, that's really nice that a dad took his daughter to a basketball game.
Yeah. Okay.
That's super cool, because there were a lot of father sons there.
There you go.
You know.
So was it his daughter?
And they start making out. And I'm like, he looked like the dude from the Clippers. What's the owner's name, Clippers?
Oh, yeah.
He had a sweater vest on.
Oh, jeez.
With a pair of khakis that were halfway up his legs. Because I was looking at, because she was really pretty, and I was looking, and we were in the plaza level. We had really good seats. It was Santa Claus. By the way, great idea. You do this. You already get this. When you go buy Christmas gifts or birthday gifts, and man, my shadows, man, that's going to drive me crazy. When you do birthday gifts, the gift card thing, we always talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. I'll be doing a show with Stuart Rohn today. When you give a gift like that, you're giving it to them twice, because they're getting, so I give these basketball tickets to Santa for Christmas, and he's happy as all get out. And then a month later, we get to go to the game. It's like Christmas all over.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So it doubles the value.
Nice.
So this just something to think about.
Watch his filter today.
So yeah, so she's reaching out. She I know. I'm really tired. And no one wants to hear about it. No one gives a squat that I'm tired because we're all tired. Go take a nap, Tony. And so she's got her hand and she's kind of tapping him on the shoulder, kind of like a daughter would do to a father.
Okay, so you're still at this point you're still thinking dad and daughter?
Yeah, and the only reason I wasn't stalking her or anything, but they were pretty close, and she was in my line of sight to the fort.
No, that's fine.
I had to kind of look through her. And
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
And then he reaches over and gives her a peck on the cheek. I'm thinking, that's nice. He's telling her, hey, honey, would you go get your dad some popcorn or a Coke?
Okay, so at this point, you still think dad, daughter.
Yeah. And then she turns her head and then puts one on him, and they're kissing for like at least three.
And you're vomiting.
And I'm thinking, well, we were in Tennessee. You know, maybe. We did drive through fucking Mississippi to get here. You know, I know Alabama people are really close. You know, we talk about, you know, well, she's third cousins don't count, second cousins maybe, first cousins probably not because mom's going to get mad. But she reaches over, and next thing you know, she's got her hand sliding up his leg. And it wasn't like disgusting PDA.
Well, it was disgusting.
But it was, and I'm thinking... And there ain't no way in hell the only way she's with him is because he's either really, really rich or he's paying for it.
Right.
And so I saw so many guys, which is really interesting, because when you go to a college football game,
mm-hmm.
the girl and the guy are usually equal on their fanaticism.
Yes.
She's into it. She's screaming. He's screaming. Occasionally you'll see the guy who's a really blowhard. And she doesn't really want to be around him.
Right.
She's kind of looking away, but she's got season tickets, so she goes and she's...
Yep.
But for the most part, they're the same thing. In basketball, it's totally different. It's like, there's this thing called Trad Life. You seen this Trad Life thing? Oh, man. We need to do a show on Trad Life.
Okay.
It's this big movement. Trad Life stands for traditional wife.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Where women are saying... It's not for everybody. You do what you want to do. I'm not pushing my thoughts on you, but my thought is, well, I'm a traditional wife.
Right. I'm going to support
my
husband.
I'm
going to
support
my
husband. I'm going to be submissive to him. It works for me. It's a biblical thing. I'm Christian. If you want to go off and do your thing, she goes, and I'm not trying to ruin it for other women.
That's a lot of
qualifications. She goes, but the truth of the matter is that women are getting closer and closer to being more along the lines of being equal from pay, job opportunities, all these other things. And a lot of women are like, is it worth it? Is it worth to go out there and get the degree and do all that? And this girl who did this video is like, I'm just telling you. There's this huge movement of like,
I love the qualification.
A lot of women are like, screw this. Yeah, if I've got a guy who's, you know.
Okay, stop.
Yeah. So
how it will go? Ahead.
Okay, so
we're gonna take.
So they make out. So all of a sudden. You know, I started looking around the arena.
And you've seen a lot of
And that. I'm seeing all these goofy-looking dudes in these long-ass purple sweatpants with the gold chains and the Rolexes. They're everywhere. I mean, they were all around me with these super smoking hot, best money can buy women.
I feel like it's
That looked
sad.
Like they did not want to be. I had one sitting right in front of me. And she's sitting, she had nails this long and lips and the whole eye. Her eyelashes. Every time she blinked, I got a wind blowing in my face, and she's on her phone, and he's screaming at the refs, and you could tell she's just like, and I'm like,
was he drunk?
And he was drinking. He was drinking.
Okay.
But I was kind of like,
yeah.
I mean, I want to lean over so bad and go, what? Can you tell me what your relationship is? Are you a friend of his? And you said, hey, I got an extra basketball ticket.
Okay.
Are you his wife? Where you just put up with this shit?
Because he had acne,
no hair, and I'm like, and he's got this Adidas thing on, and he's got chains and stuff, and he's a white guy. She was a black girl, and I'm going, wait a minute,
it's not right. It's not adding up.
Something just ain't right.
It's red flag. I mean, it's
like, do they part as soon as they leave the forum? Is she going down to Beale Street? He's going out with his buddies. I mean, it's just
there's so it's so not,
and you just don't see that at football games.
No.
Not the black-white thing.
Well, no. It's not the black-white thing. No. Well, and I also, because it's basketball, is that whole thing. It's more costly. It costs more to go.
Yeah.
It just starts...
There's a much bigger... And I'll let you talk, because I know I'm rambling. There's a much larger disparity in lookage.
Lookage, yes.
And basketball, and there's well, in football, you see a guy, and you can't tell what his wife's going to look like. And you see a girl, and you can't tell what a
well, because here's the
in
other
basketball,
thing.
It's like this. So and they're so different. It's kind of like
so. Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, though. Here's partly why. And I bet you're not going to. You would not think that I would say this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the duration of the game. You can tolerate a basketball game.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. You're right.
Right. So if you think about it, if
and they don't tailgate.
Right, so if you think about going to a basketball game, I mean, it's one of the things, you know, my family loves basketball.
Yeah.
But, and we love the sport, we love to play, everybody. But part of what's great about going to a basketball game is you're, if you're not that into it, it's 2 hours, it's a movie.
Yeah.
So, no, so, great. So what I think happens is, unlike a football game, unless you're up in a football game, if you know, you're in the VIP lounge seats, that's a different thing. Because then you're not even really at the game. You're just like, it's a cocktail party.
Uh-huh.
But at a basketball game, you could absolutely go, come on, just it's a couple hours.
Yeah.
It'll be great. You can dress up.
Even if it goes overtime, it's an extra 5
That's
minutes.
Exactly.
Football
I think
game's like an extra 5
You're not going to drag somebody to a football game more than one time.
Yeah.
And I think, so I think that's the difference. And I think the other difference is just at price point. It's, you know, it's sad, but at price point, not as many people can get to a basketball game financially.
Well, that being said, my son was already saying, I love this. And my son is really into watching basketball
and
his sports. I mean, he really gets into it. And he's just great. And so they were pumping up a home game coming up in February. He wants to go. He wants you to go. The Lakers. They're playing the Lakers.
Memphis
at the Forum on February.
At the Forum or at the?
The FedEx Forum.
Well, the FedEx Forum. I'm not saying
Oh. Okay, I said, Josh said he'd get a hotel. And
I will get a hotel because like, I'm sure so not driving back.
He's like, well, I have to go to school the next day. And I said, well,
call him sick. He's already into college. Let me talk
and
to
it,
him.
And it may be.
Let me talk
It'll to be him. After he sets the scoring record. Because he's only, what, 290 some points away?
Oh.
He went off last night. They lost a game.
Can you get tickets?
Yeah, I can get tickets. I mean, I got friends of mine that live up in Memphis.
Let's go. Yeah. But we're going to stay the night. I'm going to have to drive home at 3 o'clock
anymore. Yeah, 4-hour drive is just outside. Did it rain like hell the whole way home?
Anything 3 hours, a 3-hour drive is, you can do a day trip.
The great thing about going to Memphis, though, by the way, what a great time. The people in Memphis last night were so flipping nice to me.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how nice, people were going out of there. I thought they were trying to rob me. I mean, people were so stinking nice to me last night. Everybody at the FedEx Forum was super nice. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. My son was trying to get an autograph. You know, he was down by the tunnel, the calf tunnel. And I said, do you have a Sharpie? He's like, no, they don't have Sharpies down here. I said, they don't have Sharpies down here. So I've gotten thousands of autographs. I said, the last thing you want to do is go, can I get an autograph? They look at you in the eye and they have nothing to write with. They don't walk around. You sure they do? I said, no, they don't. Santo.
The players.
I said, some of the players might. I said, but they're not going out to sign autographs. They prefer. I said, the last thing you want to do, they'll look at you like you're, and well, borrow someone's. I said, that's not good etiquette to borrow someone else's pen. So I said, I'll be back in a minute. So I ran up there and I'm looking around trying to buy one and I found some guy that was working something. I said, can I bring it? He's like, sure, just take it. And I said, no, I'll bring it back. And I brought it back. But yeah, it's just a different culture. But you know, the basketball game is kind of like the guy who likes to play about 13 holes of golf.
That's
just me.
That's
I know
me.
People, it pisses people off.
No, I mean,
and after about 30, and this is after I stopped drinking, you know,
I'm between 11 and 13 and then I'm just kind of done.
Yeah. Unless I'm having the round of my life, which
no,
I never
it's
have.
Right. Because it's too long.
Now people are like, well, then how the hell do you do with football? You have to go into a football game knowing it's going to be an all-day event. Which
That's
is
exactly.
Great, which is great. You just have to. It's like when you go to church, and you haven't gone in a while, and you're like, this is going to be great. You know, 45 minutes, and then it's that one day where they bring in a priest from another church who wants to talk about a fundraiser, and you're like, oh no, no, and it turns out to be an hour and a half. You're like, ah. Oh. So when you know exactly about how long it's going to be,
yes.
You figure it out.
Well, it's predictable. That's a whole, think about.
And basketball game's great for kids, too, because you can deal with 2 hours for a crazy kid.
Oh, we took our kids away. You know what? I think we should take a break and do another segment of Curry and Clay Pop.
All right.
Because you need to take a quick nap.
That's a good idea.
Take a nap.
I'm going to close my eyes for 2 minutes and come back. I do want to mention We have. I want to talk some more about Memphis. I had a Mark Cohn walking in Memphis moment.
I was going to ask you. Okay.
By the way, is weed legal up there? I smell weed everywhere.
We smell, but I don't. Think
I mean, no. It was like
it's Tennessee. It's not a city. I don't think it's legal.
Maybe it's just a lot of pine trees up there.
Yeah, maybe.
It was everywhere. It was in the parking garages. It was like crazy. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on Curry and Claypool.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.